This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
We're going to have a conversation with Mary Ann Thomas, who is the Member of Parliament for the seat of Macedon. Good morning. How are you, Mary Ann?
I'm really well, Tass. How are you?
Great.
That's a lot of enthusiasm for a Saturday morning. Thank you for that.
great to have you on air. We've had a great morning actually, but we had a very dour conversation about federal politics with John Hewson, actually, who had not a single positive thing to say about the federal government at all. It was extraordinary. So there you go.
Yes.
You may be interested in that as a politician yourself, of course.
Oh, absolutely. Now, Tass and Shannon, I thought I would tell you that I'm parked in my car out the front of the Farmers Arms Hotel in Daylesford as we speak. And, of course, one of the great challenges in this community is ensuring that you're somewhere where you can get mobile reception. So to any federal politicians out there, we're extremely disappointed that the Turnbull government has really turned its back on Victoria with its current round of black spot funding allocations. Daylesford, as you know, and as your listeners will know, is a hive of small business activity. And without effective digital communications, we really struggle.
And it is also a very large place that our community visits and live in and play in.
Absolutely. And again, I mean, it's very fitting that we're talking today because I'm surprised that you're actually not up here, Tass and Shannon, and indeed all your listeners should be here because we've got a bunch of things on this weekend. In fact, starting at the Farmers Arms is the Sexy Santa pub crawl.
Yes, we know about that.
Yes, and I think that sort of speaks for itself.
Our not so very sexy friends actually participate in that.
Right, Beartopia.
Yes, yes.
That's for people who love teddy bears, and sort of more up my alley is the Country Bake Off.
Oh wow!
But now that's all happening this weekend, and these are all precursor events to chill out.
It sounds like you're an ambassador for Daylesford.
Can I tell you what else I'm doing?
Is it in your electorate, by the way?
Sorry?
Is Daylesford in your electorate?
Absolutely.
Oh, I didn't realise that.
That makes
there
a lot
you go.
More sense now. It is a beautiful place. Yeah. It's hard
now
not
we
to
know
be
an why
ambassador.
You're an ambassador for Daylesford.
I'm also on my way down to Victoria Park, the 65th Highland Gathering. So, you know, I'll leave it to you to make any jokes there, but I'm going to be there with Scottish clans from across Australia, bagpipes, haggis, whiskey, you name it, dancing.
Let's just hope they're all
That's
wearing their underpants.
Hey?
Now, Mary Ann, tell us about this digital exhibition. There's apparently two exhibitions which have been placed on a government website, I believe.
Yes,
one is
absolutely.
So one actually tells the story of the whole liberation movement starting from the 70s. It's called Out of the Closets and Into the Streets. And the other one actually focuses more on an area that you're probably more familiar with, and that is the Daylesford stories.
Yes.
Tell us about those.
Well, look, I really encourage everyone to go and have a look. Go to cv.vic.gov.au, and what you will find is digital stories that track Daylesford's lesbian and gay history. And it really is a very beautiful little collection and tells stories of some of the lesbian and gay pioneers in our community here. And one of my favourites, I have to say, is the story of Dr. Gwen Wisewold. And she was a general practitioner in Trentham, which is not very far from Dalesford at all, very much part of our community up here. She was known in the town as quite an eccentric because in the language of the day, she lived with a companion. Gwen favoured men's clothing, which is not that surprising given how freezing cold it is in Trentham. She rode around on a motorbike, but she was revered and loved by the community as a fantastic doctor. But if you go on and you read more about Gwen's story, you'll see that her journey to Trentham was one of being a story of a woman who was ostracised by the mainstream medical establishment in Melbourne because of her bohemian ways.
And all of this is now, you can find all of this on this digital story site, is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. it's a treasure trove.
Wow. So we really need to encourage our listeners to actually get online and have a look at these stories. They are on cv.vic.gov.au, and CV stands for Creative Victoria. Is that right?
Culture.
That's right.
Creative. Great. Creative Victoria. Excellent. Excellent.
Culture Victoria.
Oh, Culture Victoria.
Same.
CV.
So, Merin, what I love about particularly the Dalesford Online exhibition, there's a lot of footage and photos and sound recordings that have never been seen or heard before. And it's just, I find it fascinating that, you know, we all know Dalesford in this modern sense. We love going down there to get lunch, to come to chill out. But it's amazing once you unpack, if you delve just a little bit deeper into it and unpack these stories, it's just there's always a fascinating history everywhere. And these exhibitions were done in conjunction with the Australian Gay and Lesbian Archives, weren't they?
Yes, that's right, absolutely. And look, it's a reminder again of how important it always is to honour the past, to collect our stories now and make sure that they are captured for future generations. Because I think we'll often sort of think, I think we're having a moment here in Victoria at the moment on the equality agenda. I think you'll probably possibly agree with me on that.
Absolutely.
Marianne, most of my friends who live interstate actually want to come and live in Victoria now.
They're totes jealous.
Well, please do. They're all welcome. I mean, I know we've got 100,000 people choosing to come and live in Victoria every year. That is putting some strain, I might say, on our transport and our schools and our hospitals. But people are welcome because it creates, population creates jobs and energy and vibrancy, and it just continues to fulfil those that potential. But definitely, Victoria is the state that welcomes people from wherever they come from, and we are particularly welcoming of our LGBTI communities. And Dalesford, again, back to my electorate, we are very proud of our history here, our welcoming environment, the inclusiveness of this society. And I might say that our aged care facility was the first aged care facility in Victoria to receive the rainbow tick. So it is a beautiful place to retire, particularly for members of our LGBTI community. You're very welcome.
Well, it's a place that we regularly visit, and of course, after this weekend, the next big event that's going to occur in Dalesford is the Chill Out Festival. And
yes.
Ordinarily, our station actually, if it can rummage up some resources and enough volunteers, we'll actually do an outside broadcast from there again.
Fantastic.
But that's not for me to announce or talk about at this stage. That's something that will occur in the future. And Marianne, we'd love to have you participate in that as well, if you are at Chill Out at the time. But going back to these stories, there are two stories. So one of them actually focuses on Dalesford itself, and the other charts more the history of the gay liberation movement. What are some of the gems in that particular story?
Well, I think, Cass, that we need to again understand that this is a story of people coming out of the closet. We've got to understand that there were people who were really challenged to fight for dignity and respect and basic human rights for lesbian, gay, bi, trans, intersex Victorians. And the archive, the Victorian Lesbian Gay Archive, captures so many of those stories, and now they are available for everyone to see on cv.vic.gov.au. But I have to confess at this point, Tass, in case you haven't worked it out yet, that I've been very parochial in terms of my, my look at the exhibitions to date. And I've been
we did detect a slight bias towards Daylesford there. Yes, you might be correct.
Yes, I'm sorry about that, but it really all happens here.
Yeah, that's not a problem. That's not a problem. Well, we all, of course, do love Daylesford.
Yes.
So, just before we do sign off, you probably do know this answer to this question, but how long are these stories going to be on site for, and who can access them? Are they freely available? Are they available for infinitum? And then what's the future around these stories? Will there be more stories? Can we expect it to grow, or is this it?
Well, the beauty of digital archives is there. Once we make them available, we can just keep them available. It's just a matter of uploading them. Now they are curated, and again, I go back to the Victorian Lesbian and Gay Archive. Is really the keeper of all the stories, and from there, Culture Victoria has curated this exhibition. So it is online. It will be staying online. As I said, that's the beauty of digital technology, digital communication. So, I encourage all your listeners, get on, have a look, and think about the stories that your listeners hold and may wish to share into the future.
Marianne, thank you very much for your time this morning. Again, we'll encourage our listeners to go online at cv.vic.gov.au. There's a series of stories there. One's called The Daylesford Stories, and the other one is called Out of the Closets and Into the Streets. Marianne Thomas, the member for Macedon, thank you again for your time.
You're listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.